What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Baseball Connection. So lots of action to dissect. Let's just jump right into it. Monday night saw the first no-hitter of the season. It came courtesy of Ronel Blanco of the Houston Astros. An unlikely Astro, but he got it done. Ronel Blanco, who is this guy? I mean, if you had never heard of this name before Monday night, you heard it now. Became the latest pitcher to throw a no-hitter, the 17th no-hitter in Houston's rich pitching history. Did it against the Blue Jays at Minute Maid Park. And Ronel Blanco is a 30-year-old righty from the Dominican Republic. He's 6'1", 180. Made his major league debut for the Astros in 2022. And he wouldn't have even been in the Astros rotation to begin this year had it not been for injuries to Verlander and Urquidy. He was told just last week by their manager that he won the final spot in the rotation. That was actually the same day he and his wife welcomed their second child. So what a day. Last week, birth of his child, gets the rotation spot, and then in his first start, he goes out, fires a no-hitter. So, I mean, he's having quite a week. And until recently, he never served as a full-time starter. Throughout his minor league career, he started just 34 of the 202 games he appeared in. So Astros GM actually turned him into a starter. After watching him pitch in 2023 spring training, they optioned him to the minors in May 2023. They stretched him out as a starter. And his first outing in the big leagues, he threw 5 1/3 innings. And in his second, he limited the Blue Jays to just 3 hits over 6 innings. And this is the same Blue Jays team he just no-hit. So that is a little bit about Ronel Blanco. You know, I don't necessarily want to say, I guess you can kind of say journeyman, somewhat of a journeyman. But yeah, he plays in the Dominican Winter League and he's dominant down there. But here he is in the major leagues and he throws a no-hitter. So shout out to him. Astros get their first win of the season. After being swept in the 4-game set to open the season, they bring out the bats, win 10-0, and just rout the Blue Jays on Monday night. Besides the stellar pitching, the no-hit pitching from Ronel Blanco, you had a pair of multi-homer games. You had Kyle Tucker with 2 home runs. You had Yainer Diaz with 2 home runs. Jeremy Peña also homered. So home run derby in Houston, 5 home runs for the Astros. As yeah, they bring out the big bats and they just hit all over the Blue Jays. I mean, Blue Jays had no answer. Bowden Francis was on the mound and I mean, he was able to go 5 innings, but 7 earned runs. They left him out there because I guess why not? I mean, yes, he got tattooed early, but you know, they just let him out there to see if the offense would help him out, but he didn't get any run support whatsoever. Let's head to Baltimore. Baltimore. We have a walk-off home run. A walk-off home run for Jordan Westberg in Baltimore. It was a 4-4 tie with the Royals, bottom of the ninth, and Jordan Westberg hits a home run to right field, going oppo, and wins it for the Baltimore Orioles. So Westberg is one of their top prospects. You know, he's only played 72 games in the big league so far, and he actually said he had never had a walk-off in all the years he's played baseball. So to have his first in the big leagues in Baltimore, that's pretty special. And, you know, he had a big game tying 2-run home run by Ryan Mountcastle earlier in the game off of Royals starter Michael Wacha. You know, and yeah, this was a close game. Close game ends up being a 1-run victory, obviously. 1-run victory for the O's. I'm sorry, 2-run victory because it was 2-run homer, 6-4. And now they continue a strong 3-1 start to the season. 3 wins, 1 loss. So that's the result coming out of Baltimore. We head down to Miami. Mike Trout was in action, just hitting an absolute moonshot as part of a 2-home run night in Miami. 473 feet to dead center. And he pulverized that ball. I mean, the last time Mike Trout played baseball in this park, the ball didn't go his way. That was during the World Baseball Classic last year when he, you know, had that epic at bat against Shohei Ohtani, which Shohei Ohtani ended up striking him out. But, you know, this time he comes back and he hits 2 home runs and he's like, yeah, I'm back with a vengeance. And at the end of the day, the Angels get a 7-4 win against the Marlins. And, you know, this is a Marlins team that just got swept, you know, 4-game sweep. to the to the Pirates. So they're looking for their first win as well. But yeah, Mike Trout didn't really care about that. He barreled that one. He even said it after the game. He said, that's probably one of the better balls I've hit. Just like barreled it and have actually seen it go out instead of having to run on around the bases. Yeah. If you haven't seen the highlight of that one, that is the definition of a moonshot. High elevation, just 473 feet over everything. And the Marlins are 1-5, Angels are 2-2. And yeah, Mike Trout, 3 home runs on the season already. If he stays healthy, we know he's Mike Trout. We know what he can do. But the only issue with him the past few years has been staying healthy. But we'll see what he does. So far this year, he's off to a good start. Some bad news for the Texas Rangers. They're down in St. Pete, Florida, and playing against Tampa Bay Rays, but they've lost Josh Young to a fractured right wrist. So bad luck. I mean, you might say he's injury prone, but I think if you look at the past two injuries, like last year, he missed a few months, with a broken bone. Same thing again this year. It's just bad luck. This is a hit by pitch. This is a fastball which ran in and got him on the wrist, the right wrist. And now he's going to be out. I mean, not sure what the recovery time is for that, but it's at least a couple months. Probably won't see him until probably at least June. If we had to be real about that, fractured wrist. Can't really play baseball with a fractured wrist and that's to fully heal. So in his first 4 games, he was playing really well. 7-for-17 with 2 walks, a double, a triple, and 2 homers. And just now he's going to be on the shelf for a couple months. And, all-star last year, electric rookie, and now he's injured. So tough break, really tough break for the Texas Rangers, losing one of their best players. So they're going to have to go and get someone. I mean, the Rangers are likely going to turn to Ezekiel Duran and Josh Smith while Young is out. I mean, both these guys filled in at different points when he was down last year, but Duran has been a part of the first place platoon with veteran infielder Jared Walsh early this season, but he can play all 4 infield positions. Ezekiel Duran, you can move him all over the diamond. But yeah, in the minors, they have a couple guys as well, but the Rangers front office is going to have to map out how they're going to replace Josh Young over the next 24 hours. Shota Imanaga, rookie left-hander for the Chicago Cubs, made his major league debut on Monday. He flirted with a no-hitter. He struck out 9 in his major league debut. He led the Cubs to a 5-0 win in cold conditions at Wrigley Field. I mean, it was cold, but this dude was sleeveless. I didn't really get it. Didn't seem to be too concerned with that. But he flirted with a no-hitter, actually. He struck out 9. And, this is a guy they just signed straight out of Japan. A 4-year deal worth $53 million. The Cubs have had success with Japanese pitchers recently. Yu Darvish played there a few years ago. But at the end of the day, this was a very impressive major league debut. The no-hitter was broken up by a single up the middle by Charlie Blackmon. But at the end of the day, he ends up going 6 innings with 2 hits and 9 strikeouts. How's that for a major league debut? No earned runs whatsoever. So that's what we're seeing for the Cubs as they get out to a 2-2 start so far. 2-2. The Rockies are 1-4. They're going to have to figure things out there. Speaking of teams off to a good start, the Buccos, the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates are 5-0 for the first time since 1983. 5-0, they win their fifth straight game to open the season. They're in Washington playing the Nationals. And they get this 8-4 victory. And not only were they the first team to win 5 games this year, they're one of only 4 still unbeaten major league clubs through Monday's action. So it's only the sixth time in their 143-year history they've opened 5-0. Like I said, first time since 1983. So it's always good to get off to a good start. Like I said, a 5-game win streak could happen at any point in the season, but getting it at the beginning of the season, it definitely helps you stay confident. It's like, okay, wow, is this the year? Is the year we can make some noise? But for these Pirates, it's actually not unfamiliar. They were arguably the surprise of baseball for much of the first half last year. They won 20 out of 28 to begin the year, and they led the NL Central as late as June 15th. But then they faded after that and end up finishing 10 games below 500 last season. So they got off to a sizzling start and just completely faltered. But, Aroldis Chapman earned the save. He's out there for the Pirates. And yeah, they get a nice victory. So it's only five games in, but so far the Pirates are winning. That's what they're doing. So that is going to do it for today, folks. If you enjoyed this, please share with someone who'd be interested, and we'll see you next time on Baseball Connection.